Welcome to the Rapid Learning Center's audio tutorial, Introduction to Coordination Chemistry. By listening to this tutorial, you will learn about the following. First, a historical background on coordination chemistry. Next, nomenclature of coordination compounds. Constitutional isomers, stereoisomers, the octet rule, the 18 electron rule, crystal field and ligand field theory, as well as complexes with common coordination numbers. The coordination chemistry concept map. Matter is composed of elements and compounds. Many metal compounds are bonded to ligands. If the ligand contains one or more carbon atoms directly bonded to the metal, the compound is called an organometallic compound. If the metal is not bonded to the carbon, it's a traditional coordination complex. The bonding in these two compounds can be described by simple crystal field theory or by the more accurate ligand field theory. Let's begin with basic concepts and definitions. Coordination compounds and nomenclature, isomers, the octet and 18 electron rules, crystal field and ligand field theory. What are coordination compounds? A coordination compound or coordination complex is a compound of a metal and ligands. A ligand can be thought of as an atom, ion, or molecule that donates both electrons of the bond to the metal. However, the bonding may be more complex than this simple model suggests. The metal-ligand bond is often polar, but it usually has a substantial amount of covalent character. Let's use the analogy of the baseball game for coordination chemistry. If a baseball pitcher was a metal, he would be surrounded by five ligands. The ligands are, counterclockwise, the catcher, first baseman, second baseman, shortstop, and third baseman. Therefore, the pitcher is a pentacoordinate coordination compound. Some common ligands include water, ammonia, some other solvents, halogens, hydroxide, alkyl and aryl groups, polydentate alkenes and aromatics, phosphines, amines, and polyamines. Historical background. Coordination compounds have been known since ancient times, but their structures remained unknown. An entrenched idea was the concept that a metal has a fixed valence. Cobalt-2 chloride and cobalt-3 chloride were known, but not tetrachlorocobalt, for example. Therefore, cobalt was believed to have a valence of 2 or 3, and cobalt should accommodate a maximum of 3 ligands. Metal complexes were known. Alfred Werner proposed that cobalt could be bonded to 6 ligands. The green trans complex was known, but its structure was not. The violet cis complex had not yet been discovered. The traditional way of thinking led by S. M. Jorgensen believed that the ammonias formed chains. Jorgensen argued for ligand chains, sometimes involving chain isomers. He argued that two isomers of tetraamine dichlorocobalt should be formed, but only one isomer was known. Then, in 1907, Werner synthesized cis tetraamine dichlorocobalt, and this proved his coordination theory. Simple coordination compounds are named with the ligands in alphabetical order, followed by the metal. Prefixes di and tri, for example, indicate the number of ligands of the same type. These prefixes do not count towards alphabetizing. The oxidization number of the metal may be given by a Roman numeral. Complexes that consist of ions are written as the cation first, then the anion. Inner sphere ligands, those connected directly to the metal, are placed with the metal in square brackets. The cation is named as though it were a simple complex. Prefixes used to indicate the number of ligands are usually di, tri, tetra, etc. If the ligand name includes these prefixes or is especially complex, an alternate set is used for naming the complex, such as bis, tris, or tetrakis. For example, dichlorobis, ethylene diamine cobalt 3 nitrate. The more common convention is to indicate the metal oxidization number by a Roman numeral. Alternatively, the charge of the metal-containing fragment can be indicated in parentheses after the name. If the charge is negative, the suffix ate, A-T-E, is added. The prefixes cis and trans are used to indicate adjacent or opposite coordination sites. Bridging ligands between two metals are given the prefix mu. For example, mu amido, mu hydroxy, bis tetraamine cobalt. Also a part of nomenclature, negatively charged complexes are sometimes given alternate names. These names are based on the Latin name for the element. For example, ferrate is derived from ferrum or iron. Other examples include plumbate, stannate, orate, and argentate. Now let's move on to discuss isomerization and coordination compounds. Isomers are different compounds with the same molecular formula. The word isomer comes from the Greek words meaning same parts. Constitutional isomers have the atoms connected differently. Stereoisomers have the same connectivity, but the atoms are orientated differently in 3D space. Here's a review question based on what you've learned so far in this tutorial. With respect to coordination sites, what do cis and trans stand for? Answer: the prefixes cis and trans are used to indicate adjacent or opposite coordination sites. Constitutional isomers. The following types of constitutional isomers are common in coordination chemistry: hydrate isomers, ionization isomers, coordination isomers. In addition, the ligands themselves can sometimes exist as constitutional isomers, such as butyl and isobutyl. Hydrate isomers. Many metal salts exist as hydrates. For example, several isomers of chromium-3 chloride exist and are possible, but they differ in which atoms are directly bonded to the metal. In one isomer, all 6 water molecules might bind the metal. The 3 chloride ions are outside the inner coordination complex sphere. In another example, the chloride is attached to the metal. These isomers and others will have different colors. Ionization isomers. Ionization isomers are compounds with the same molecular formula which generate different ions in solution. One or more ion acts as a ligand, and one or more ion balances the overall charge. Ionization isomers interchange these two roles. Coordination isomers. Coordination isomers need two or more metal atoms. The ligands are arranged on the metal atoms differently in the different isomers. For example, diamine dichloroplatinum. This can exist as cis or trans isomers. Its dimer can also exist as a pair of coordination isomers, differing in which ligands are attached to each platinum atom. Linkage isomers. Some ligands can bond to the metal through more than one atom. Thiocyanate ion can bind via the sulfur or the nitrogen. The result is a pair of linkage isomers, sometimes called ambidentate isomers. Stereoisomers. In contrast to constitutional isomers, stereoisomers differ only in the orientation of the atoms in space. Enantiomers are isomers that are non-superimposable, not identical, mirror images of each other. Stereoisomers that are not enantiomers are called diastereomers. Cis and trans isomers are examples of diastereomers. Stereoisomers of common coordination numbers. The possible stereoisomers of all coordination compounds are too numerous to list. However, a few geometries are particularly common in coordination chemistry: tetrahedral, square planar, and octahedral. Here's another review question. What is an ionization isomer? Answer: ionization isomers are compounds with the same molecular formula which generate different ions in solution. One or more ions act as ligands, and one or more ions balance the overall charge. Ionization isomers interchange these two roles. Stereoisomers of tetrahedral complexes. Tetrahedral complexes are analogous to the tetrahedral carbon of most organic compounds. A carbon or metal atom is a chiral center, asymmetric center, or stereogenic center, if it's attached to four different groups. The different groups can be two sides of an unsymmetrical ring. Stereoisomers of square planar complexes. Cis and trans isomers are common in square planar complexes. The isomers are diastereomers. The metal of a square planar complex is not a chiral center. Most square planar complexes are achiral. Octahedral complexes may exist as diastereomers and/or enantiomers. An octahedral metal complex with six different ligands can form up to 15 different diastereomers. Each of those has an enantiomer for a total of 30 stereoisomers. In general, octahedral complexes can produce many isomers. These include both enantiomers and diastereomers. Chelating ligands bind the metal at more than one site. An example of this is ethylene diamine, which can bind the metal through both nitrogen atoms. Stereoisomers of octahedral chelates. Complexes with more than one non-coplanar chelate ring may be chiral due to ring handedness. This is analogous to the pitch of a screw or a propeller. Most screws have a right-handed thread. An example is co-tris ethylene diamine complex. Let's discuss an example and some of the general rules to assign the handedness of the screw. For this example, we'll use the cobalt-tris ethylene diamine complex. First, orientate the molecule with one ring at the top and back. Now, the top and bottom sets of nitrogen atoms will form two intersecting triangles. The bottom triangle contains one cobalt NN ring, and the top triangle contains a different ring. There is one additional ring that uses a nitrogen atom from both triangles. Now rotate the top triangle so its atoms are directly over the atoms of the bottom triangle, forming a trigonal prism. The two nitrogen atoms at the bottom are connected. One belongs to each triangle. To get back to the original conformation, you must rotate the top triangle either clockwise or counterclockwise. Make a note of which direction you must rotate. In our example, to restore the original conformation, you must rotate counterclockwise. Therefore, this is the lambda isomer. If you had rotated the conformation clockwise to restore it to the original, it would be the delta isomer. The lambda isomer is analogous to a left-handed screw, and the delta isomer is analogous to a right-handed screw. For more complex ring systems, this procedure can be done for each pair of rings. Ring chirality can be, for example, lambda, 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 delta, delta, etc. The order in which the ring chirality is reported is arbitrary. Achiral compounds may become chiral chelated ligands due to their conformation, a procedure similar to the one used to find ring-handedness has been developed. Let's consider one chelate ring of ethylene diamine on cobalt. The ring can exist in either of two enantiomeric conformations. Here's another review question. What is a left-handed isomer labeled with? Answer: a left-handed isomer is labeled with the Greek letter lambda. A right-handed or clockwise rotation would be called a delta isomer. Let's get back to our discussion of a chelate complex due to ligand conformation. Picture two lines. The first connects the point of ligand attachment to the metal, N in this case. The second line connects the two carbon atoms. Consider the two imaginary lines as initially being parallel. Rotating the carbon-carbon line counterclockwise results in the conformation denoted by lowercase lambda. A clockwise rotation results in the conformation denoted by lowercase delta. For complexes with more than one chelate ring, this procedure must be done for each ring. A chelate complex with three rings might be labeled lowercase lambda lambda lambda, or lowercase delta delta lambda, etc. Chirality in octahedral complexes is much more complex than in simple organic compounds. Now let's move on to discuss the octet and 18 electron rules. The octet rule, exceptions to the octet rule, and extensions of the octet rule to compounds with d orbitals, the 18 electron rule. The octet rule and its extension to the 18 electron rule is based on the stability of filled orbitals. Most second and third row compounds use the s and p valence orbitals. These can hold a total of 8 electrons, 2 from the s and 2 from each of the 4p orbitals. When all 4 orbitals are filled, the compound has a total of 8 valence electrons. Octet rule examples: methane and ammonia. In methane, each hydrogen has 2 shared electrons. 2 is the octet for hydrogen. Ammonia. Each hydrogen has 2 electrons. Nitrogen has 6 shared electrons plus 1 lone pair, for a total of 8. Exceptions to the octet rule. Many compounds of boron and aluminum only have 6 valence electrons. These can achieve an octet by dimerization or acting as a Lewis acid. Examples are borane, trifluoroborane, and aluminum chloride. Compounds of phosphorus, sulfur, xenon, and other heavy nonmetals can accommodate more than 8 electrons by using low-lying d orbitals. Examples include pentafluorophosphorane and xenon tetrafluoride. Note the noble gases are not always completely inert. The 18 electron rule. In a transition metal complex, we have the s, 3p, and 5d orbitals for a total of 9 orbitals that can hold 18 electrons. Some of these electrons come from the metal. The rest of the electrons come from the ligand. Only certain metal-ligand combinations give 18 valence electrons. Just as there are exceptions to the octet rule, there are many exceptions to the 18-electron rule. Many 16-electron compounds are stable, such as platinum compounds. Many 17-electron radical species are known. These frequently dimerize or are reduced to the anion. A few 19 or 20-electron species are known. These are usually unstable and readily react. Now we'll move on to discuss an introduction to crystal field and ligand field theories. Crystal field theory. In an isolate metal atom, the 5d orbitals are degenerate. Ligands generally contain lone pairs of electrons, and these destabilize the d orbitals closest to the ligands. In an octahedral complex, the ligands point toward the x, y, and z axes. This destabilizes the dx2, y2, and dz2 orbitals. In a tetrahedral complex, the ligands point between the axes. This destabilizes the dxy, dxz, and dyz orbitals. Crystal field theory gives an approximate and qualitative picture of the d orbital energies in a coordination compound. In an octahedral complex, the dx squared y squared and the dz squared orbitals are raised in energy. These are given the symmetry label EG by group theory. The dxy, dxz, and dyz orbitals are lower in energy, and these are given the T2g symmetry label. The T2g orbitals are filled with electrons first. In tetrahedral complexes, the roles of the 2 and 3 orbital sets are reversed. The EG orbitals are occupied first, followed by the T2g if additional electrons are present. Because only 4 ligands are present instead of 6, the energy difference between the two sets is smaller in tetrahedral compounds. The crystal field splitting is more complex in square planar complexes. The dx squared y squared orbital is much higher in energy than the others and is often vacant in square planar complexes. Electrons can move from a filled to a vacant orbital by absorbing visible or UV light. And this is why so many transition metal compounds are colored. Review question. Define the octet rule. Answer. The octet rule and its extension to the 18-electron rule is based on the stability of filled orbitals. Most second and third row compounds use the s and p valence orbitals. These can hold a total of 8 electrons, 2 from the s and 2 from each of the p orbitals. When all 4 orbitals are filled, the compound has a total of 8 valence electrons. This is a particularly stable electron configuration. Ligand field theory. Ligand field theory is an approximate molecular orbital treatment that is superior to crystal field theory. It's based on interactions between the metal orbitals and the ligand lone pair orbitals. Ligand lone pair orbitals may be of the proper energy and symmetry to interact with the metal s, p, and d orbitals. Let's consider orbital interactions in an octahedral complex. The ligands come in along the x, y, and z axes. They are of proper symmetry to match the metal s, 3p, dx squared y squared, and dz squared orbitals. The dxy and dxz and dyz orbitals do not find symmetry match with the ligands lone pair orbitals, and they remain non-bonding. The bonding orbitals have mostly ligand character. The 18-electron rule can be understood from ligand field theory. 12 electrons fill the 6 bonding orbitals with mostly ligand character. The remaining 6 electrons fill the 3 non-bonding metal d orbitals. With the antibonding orbitals empty, This gives us a total of 18 electrons. Now move on to discuss complexes with common coordination numbers. Low coordination numbers. A coordination number of 1 is quite rare. These usually involve ligands that are so sterically hindered that no other ligands can approach the metal. The coordination number of 2 is also rare. Silver diamine is one example. Coinage metal, complexes with 10d electrons and often have a coordination number of 3. Coordination numbers of 4. Tetracoordinate coordination compounds are fairly common. Tetrahedral and square planar structures are known for transition metal complexes. Square planar complexes are common for 16 electron compounds, especially of nickel, palladium, platinum, copper, and rhodium. Some main group compounds have a seesaw structure, for example, sulfur tetrafluoride and tellurium tetrachloride. A coordination number, or CN, of 5. Pentacoordinate complexes are also fairly common. The trigonal bipyramid and the square pyramid structures are very close in energy. Structures intermediate between the two are common. Geometries may also be fluxional, alternating between the two. A CN number of 6. The octahedral geometry is the most common in transition metal coordinate compounds. Many complexes adopt distorted octahedral geometries with one dimension lengthened or compressed. Rotation of one face of the octahedral results in a trigonal prism geometry. Several compounds with a trigonal prism geometry are known. Coordination number of 7. This is relatively uncommon, but many examples are known. Geometries can be the pentagonal bipyramid, capped octahedron, or capped trigonal prism. The latter two structures are the octahedron and trigonal prism with an extra ligand on one face. Coordination number of 8. Octacoordinate compounds are mostly those of heavy metals. The most common geometries are the dodecahedron and square antiprism. Here's another review question. What orbitals correspond to the T2G symmetry label? Answer: crystal field theory gives an approximate and qualitative picture of the d orbital energies in a coordination compound. The dxy, dxz, and dyz orbitals are lower in energy, and these are given the T2G symmetry label. Summary: the following is a summary of what you've learned in this tutorial. Coordination compounds consist of a metal and its ligands. Naming coordination compounds follows a set of simple rules. Isomers are different molecules with the same molecular formula. They can be constitutional isomers or stereoisomers. Many coordination compounds obey the 18 electron rule, and this can be understood by crystal field theory and ligand field theory. Compounds of coordination numbers of up to 16 are known. Coordination numbers of 6 and 4 are the most common. Many coordination compounds adopt geometries of simple or distorted polyhedra. Congratulations on completing the Introduction to Coordination Chemistry audio tutorial. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, and math, go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.